Time now for a Left of Lansing Monday Musing for this May 27th of 2024. I already had something else I was going to cover on this Memorial Day of 2024, but after reading Dear Leader Trump's so-called Memorial Day message, I have some things I have to say about it. Look, I try not to spend too much talking about Dear Leader Trump, especially since that's all he wants, but his so-called message today only begs the question, how can anyone, let alone independents, vote for such a deranged individual? In his Truth Social text, Dear Leader says, and I'm quoting here, "Happy Memorial Day to all, including the human scum that is working so hard to destroy our once great country, and to the radical left, Trump-hating federal judge in New York that presided over, get this, two separate trials that awarded a woman who I never met, blah, 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 and more blah." I mean, it was just one long sentence in which he complained about a jury finding him liable for sexual abuse, and then he complained about Judge Arthur Engoron, who found that Dear Leader committed financial fraud as he lied about his wealth and financial statements given to banks so that he could secure loans. He got caught lying, and due to Dear Leader Trump's lying about how rich he was, the judge ordered Dear Leader to pay a $500 million fine. Dear Leader also complained about how there was no jury in that case, even though his lawyers failed to ask for a jury, thereby leaving it to the judge. Now see, we progressives know that because we're not part of a cult in which the only news we receive is from our angry, racist, psychotic uncle. Dear Leader's Memorial Day message to the world was all about him, his grievances, and his constant lying. Worse, according to him and many of his cult followers, those challenging his criminal activities are quote-unquote human scum. Go back and check out any other president who spoke like that. But why does this surprise anyone? This is the same guy who, according to his former chief of staff, called those who died in World War I suckers and losers. This is the same guy who didn't go to Vietnam due to bone spurs, but he'd eventually go on to become the healthiest president of all time. I mean, what an amazing recovery. And again, if he didn't want to go because he thought Vietnam was wrong, fine, fine. But he didn't join in any anti-war protest or rally. He was okay being all above the war because that was all for the suckers and the losers in his mind, since they didn't have daddy's wallet to get them out of being drafted. And don't forget, Dear Leader did not want one military amputee at a White House military event because Dear Leader said their presence doesn't look good for me. Always about him. And lest we forget how he mocked the late Senator John McCain for getting captured in Vietnam again, a war Dear Leader didn't feel he needed to be in. Like anyone under his socioeconomic status, Dear Leader mocks those in the military, and especially those who sacrificed their lives. What's that say about him? And worse, what's that say about us as a country that a guy like this was once president and has a good chance at becoming president again? LeftofLansing@gmail.com is my email. Please subscribe to Left of Lansing wherever you get your podcast and give it a 5-star review too. Left of Lansing is also on YouTube, and don't forget to visit leftoflansing.com.